Why does it matter? The Democrat Party doesn't do anything if it's not to win political seats and power. It doesn't care about the faith, doesn't care about you, doesn't care about anyone. These people are pro-death, pro-execution, pro-abortion. They are anti-old people. They are anti-everything that has to do with anything with life. By the by, that reminds me. How old is the newest season of the roll-off story, the little people? Is that this year? Or is that last year? I'm just curious. Midas Church started watching the rewatch because we used to watch it 10 years ago. The Little People show with Amy and it's Matt. Matt, right. Amy and Matt. And their little family of children. Now the children, some of the children are all grown up. But the only two the producers of the show are fascinated by and present on the TV show are the two that have babies. They covered the whole pregnancy and everything. And I'm watching this going like, it is obvious babies make families. And babies also make TV shows. You know, everywhere you turn, there is a certain grace that is rising. It's very subtle, and it's not being done intentionally by many people, but I have a theory about this. The Holy Ghost does not ask for permission to impress upon wicked people to do the right thing, even though they think they're doing wicked things. In any event, yes. So, but the episodes that are about the kids now, is that new? Is that from this year? Okay. So, what my point is here is that the issue of life. I mean, of all the people Trump throws up there, it's Amy Coney Barrett. And the first thing that you think of and the first thing that you see when you see Amy Coney Barrett, ACB, as many people are running around calling her, is what? You don't see her in a black robe with a gavel. You see her what? As a wife and a mom. As a matter of fact, when she comes walking out of the White House, you know, from behind wherever it was when they come out that door to go out into the Rose Garden, you know, and she makes that really methodical, slow walk there with Trump. She comes out. The family is behind the president, and as she goes to the right, and he goes to the dais, they go to the left, as they're looking at it. They go to the right and they go to their pre-assigned seats in the front row. So the first thing that is portrayed is wife and mom, not judge. Now, does anyone, none of this stuff is coincidental. This is why the demons are raging and why these wacko women are screaming at the top of their lungs on their Periscope Twitter feeds and barking like dogs a TFP young men in uniform. By the by, our chat room is open and happening at crusadechannel.com/chat. crusadechannel.com/chat. I saw a contribution in the chat room earlier. It's a long day here for us today, folks. I mean, my day started at 3 a.m. and it will not end until we put the debate to bed tonight, probably at 10. That's a long, long, long day. And I'm only contractually obligated to provide 3 hours here today, but we're going to be happy to bring you the entire debate with a pregame show and a little bit of a postgame show with Mr. Barrett and with all of you in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. So you don't need to tune out any, you don't need to go anywhere else. And if you're watching tonight, we will grab the video feed as well and put it through our YouBoob channel. I want to go back to Bill McGurn here now on the feast day of St. Michael and continue to unpack this. Now, what did I tell you about a month and a half ago, about 6 weeks or so ago? What does the entire 2020 election ultimately come down to? What voting block? Catholics. And I told you, I said, how do I know that? Because Joe Biden's campaign told me. And they keep telling me. This is why they had to use surrogates. I was listening to Joe and Joe, Joe Pacello, Joe Resinello yesterday. I was listening to Joe and Joe yesterday, and Resinello got this, I think, precisely correct. When he talked about, when they were talking about this very subject here and about the Catholic vote, that the Democrats don't want their fingerprints on an assault of Amy Coney Barrett. They don't want, they do not want, it's too big of a risk. You only need to pile, to peel off 10% of that allegedly pro-Biden Catholic vote or pro-Democrat Catholic vote to send it into the Trump column, and the whole thing is over. Ballot stuffing and all, still over. And so what are they doing? They're using surrogates. By the by, we'll get into this next hour. What is the latest line of attack against Trump? Are you noticing this? Have you seen this? The press is now all out there. He's the most crappy businessman in the history of the world. No one's ever been a bigger failure than Donald Trump. He owes trillions of dollars all around the planet, and everyone that ever worked for him hates him. Oh, except for that chief of staff guy that gave the introduction to the president on the night he accepted his nomination. Except for, you know, people that if you go to a Trump resort and you meet people that have nothing but good things to say about him. Oh, and the fact that he's broke and he owes trillions of dollars, according to theweek.com and he's in the new Tenochtitlan Times, who, by the way, have 12 reporters. 12 working, yeah. We're going to get the story, man. They got us working in shifts. Working in shifts. Going through Trump's background and business. I'm going like, did you guys do this in 2016? Haven't I already heard this before?
And if they didn't, then they did a crappy job back in 2016.
Oh, no, they did it in 2016. They absolutely did it in 2016. So this is all you got now. Let's go back into his business career and say, he still owes and he didn't pay any taxes and he uses his businesses to hide his income. Hey, Nimrod, he doesn't have any income, you dolt. Remember, he didn't take the presidential salary and he also gave his business dealings to his sons. Well, more on that next hour. Back to Bill McGurn. When Justice Darth Vader Ginsburg died, she was rightly extolled as having inspired many women. She once spoke about the command from Deuteronomy 16, justice, justice shall you pursue, that was hanging on a wall in her chambers, writes Bill McGurn in today's Wall Street Journal, and how being a mom was held against her when she first was looking for work. After law school. Notwithstanding sharp differences in their jurisprudence, aren't the professional achievements of Judge Barrett, a working mom of seven, also an inspiring story of a strong and gifted woman who has overcome? So Darth Vader Ginsburg was the greatest mom, greatest judge, greatest legal mind in the history of great moms, legal minds, and judges. But Judge Amy Coney Barrett, oh, she's a Catholic. Forget it. That means she's a bigot. That means she's a Handmaid's Tale. Oh, that story is so ridiculous and stupid. Alas, this is not how Judge Barrett has been treated. Though the Constitution precludes a religious test and Judge Barrett has explicitly declared her faith does not dictate how she decides cases, the goodwill about Catholicism featured at this year's Democrat convention was conspicuous by its absence among Democrats 3 years ago when she was up for confirmation to the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. I won't get into it because you already know all the things that Feinbank and Blumenthal and all the rest of them asked Judge. She wasn't a judge then. Well, let me just remind you, let me just point something out to you. So Biden is the kind of Catholic we want. So we're not bigots against Catholics and Catholicism, say the Democrats. We just don't want good Catholics. I mean, this is,
Who thinks of this? This is really your campaign?
The only thing the Democrat Party on this line of attack has going for it is the wishy-washiness and lukewarm ninniness of a vast majority of the faithful. That's the only thing you got going for you. In other words, stupidity. Absolute blind stupidity when it comes to matters of faith and morals. As a matter of fact, Mrs. O'Connell is a great example you could put in the chat room and show people. That woman that you retweeted yesterday was like, I went to Catholic schools for this. I went to the same school that Biden went to for 20 years, and there's nothing in there that says I can't be pro-choice and I can't be for the dismemberment of babies. It's a choice. Where do you see this? And about 1,500 people came after her, including Mrs. O'Connell and yours truly, and said, I don't know where you heard that from, but that's not correct, and you need to retract that immediately. Immediately. Oh, she was loud and proud when the demons were whispering in her ear. Do this. Here it is. I went to Catholic school for 20 years of my life. 20 period years period. Did all the requisite sacraments, period. I'm as Catholic as all of y'all. And I 100% support your right to choose what you do with your body. It's all you're given in life. It's yours. You know what, Mandy Landry, if you really are a Catholic, no wonder the church is getting flushed down the toilet. No wonder men like Father James Martin J. are what people think of when they think of Catholics these days. Then they had insult to injury. For anyone who cares, I also, all caps, went to Notre Dame. I'm not a federal judge, but maybe I'm something, and this is not okay. Louisiana has so many poor women who die in childbirth. You know what? I happen to know at least one very wealthy woman that died in childbirth. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Poverty kills. I am so sad about this. No, you're not. You're a poser. And here, swap the poser word out with an H in front of it. How do you like that? And one more thing, Miss Landry. You do know that hundreds of thousands of babies are born every year right here in America. Not in hospitals. Not under anesthesia. Not under epidurals. In homes. In beds. In bathtubs. Natural childbirth, NCB, perhaps you've heard of it. Doesn't require sterilized rooms, doesn't require all of the trappings of wealth and all that. As a matter of fact, you might say the rooms that those babies are born in are downright mean, M-E-A-N. Mr. Church, why are they angry? I don't mean mean as in angry, I mean as in average.